So there's a conversation that is happening across social, both online and offline, about landing pages and landing page builders. And I want to put forth to everyone today that landing pages are a myth. In this episode, we're going to dive into some of the myth-busting aspects of landing pages so that you can avoid wasting money on landing page builders and drive better outcomes for your business. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Marketunity. I am excited that you are spending time with me today. And let's just get right into it. Landing pages are a myth. And I know that's kind of a bombshell announcement, but I gotta call things as they are. And I'm sure some listeners to this particular episode will dispute that statement and argue that it's just semantics, Cam. So allow me to clarify why landing pages are a myth. We have been told that we need to treat landing pages as one-off special pages just for conversions. And a conversion is any action you can take to persuade your website visitor to take the next step along their buying journey with your brand. Sounds simple, right? So we create these specialized pages that we call landing pages that we use just for these conversions. And that's what you've been told, at least. That's the least, right? But the problem is that information is incomplete. The complete truth is that every page on your website is a landing page. And there are companies out here that would lead you to believe that you need specific software or services to build a landing page. And that too is not true. Every page that is publicly accessible on your website is by definition a landing page. That includes your home page, that includes all of your top level pages, your blog, your product pages, your sales pages, your offer funnels, podcasts, show notes, resource pages, tutorials. Everything that is not behind a paywall or a gate is a landing page. So let that marinate for a moment. Let it just soak in all throughout your brain. And if every page on your website is a landing page, what should you be doing differently? This is the fundamental question that we are going to answer in this episode. Garrett Moon, who's the CEO and founder of CoSchedule, describes his company as having 800 home pages on their website instead of one page. Let that just continue to expand your thinking. Why would you say I have 800 home pages? Because every page is a landing page. So instead of sending traffic to one page, the home page, hoping for a conversion, what are the other pages on your website that you're optimizing for search for? He is making sure that every time someone visits their website, no matter which door they came to and through to the website, that he's using that as an opportunity to convert that traffic into the next step in their buying journey. So you do not have to, nor should you, send all of your traffic to your home page. Send prospective visitors to the page that is best aligned with their interests. Are you starting to see why I call this notion of a landing page a myth? Why would you create a one-off landing page on someone else's domain as well? That's the problem with so many of these landing page builders, that if you're building pages off domain, meaning that they are not on your website, they're not in the same root domain, then all of the time you've spent building up your SEO is diminished and suboptimal. So that's only helping the people who built those landing page offerings get more traffic to their offerings and not get more traffic to you. And they'll offer it to you, their software or services to you for free, because businesses love to keep other people's data and identity, because the more of your data and identity they own, the more they own your business. And when it's your customer's identity and data, then they own your customers as well. So it doesn't make sense for SEO. It doesn't build your domain authority for your business, so you shouldn't do it. So let's look at how every page as a landing page transforms our businesses. And that starts by understanding the goals of a landing page, but also how aligning those goals with your business outcomes will help you achieve the objectives that you need to. Now, there are four primary goals for a landing page on your website. Number one, that is to grow your subscriber list. And so that's number one. Number two is to create a prospect. Number three is to generate revenue. And number four is to get a referral. So let's look at each of these in turn. And then as we go through that, you'll start reshifting your thinking around landing pages across your website. Number one, grow your subscriber list so that you can do email marketing or SMS text-based messaging campaigns. Not everything has to be an email. Some people actually respond to text. And you can do those on SMS. You can do it on WhatsApp. You can do it on Messenger. Just think about how you want to run your campaign that gets your message in front of your customers the easiest way. So you need to grow your list. But email marketing is the default and number one way that you go after that. But don't dismiss SMS or messenger-based campaigns as well. Growing your email list creates a business asset that reduces your marketing costs and your overall ad spend. So if you're not doing the other three of creating prospects, generating cash flow, or getting the referral, at a minimum, at an absolute minimum, you must be growing your list. Now, the second goal of your landing page is to create a prospect. And this is someone that is going to be a lead that you capture, that you nurture towards your business. You can build a sequence of experiences that leads towards producing revenue, donations, subscriptions, or some other valued experience. But the big difference between subscribers and prospects is their interest in a particular offering that you have. Prospects have expressed their interest through site actions, downloads, prior purchases, or online behaviors, whereas subscribers may just want a freebie, but will not buy anything immediately. So you want them on the list because they may buy something eventually, but they may not buy anything immediately. Number three, the third goal of your landing page is to make money, generate a sale, produce cash flow. And then sales pages, funnel pages, e-commerce pages are often the stripped down versions of landing page so that you can focus only on the offer that you're presenting to your target buyer. And online shops, on the other hand, don't follow this rule. If you think about Amazon, you can click on Amazon when you're buying something and get to anywhere and everywhere on the website. It is not necessarily a stripped down landing page for e-commerce, but for small businesses, for consultants, for professionals, you probably want to get rid of all of the extra superfluous stuff that would allow somebody to abandon their cart or their buying experience. Because the key is to have no distractions that would allow them to leave that purchasing experience. You want it to be completely frictionless. And basically, you don't want people to feel like they're burning calories to do business with you. Keep it simple, seller. So, number four, the fourth and final goal of a landing page, and it's often the most forgotten reason for having a landing page, is that you want to build a referral for your brand that brings your ideal buyer to you without spending more money to acquire them. You want to lower your cost of acquisition for your customers, also known as CAC, CAC. And because while a lot of businesses do a tremendous amount of volume for their business through word of mouth, if you are not intentional about building a referral practice, building that referral engine, it will be difficult to forecast your revenue and lower your cost of acquiring customers. So we want to make sure that as we're thinking about those four dimensions of our four goals for a landing page, that we're looking at that. So how does that sound to you? Every page is a landing page. Landing pages have one of four goals: grow your subscribers, create more prospects, generate revenue, or build referrals. Now, keep in mind that if I want to, say, capture a lead, that can also add someone to my list. These are not mutually exclusive goals, but it gives you a discrete focus when you set these as goals on each page. You can have someone that makes a purchase on a sales page to generate revenue, and they become a prospect for another product that you have, as well as join your email list or move them towards becoming a referral for your business. Either way, you have an opportunity with these goals that you can start moving people in a direction that produces some business outcomes for you. Now, I want you to think about, how can I go back and audit the pages to see if any of my, now that every page is a landing page, are any of them achieving any of your business goals? And if they're not, then we've got some problems. If your website has grown to hundreds of pages like mine, why would you not want all of those pages working for you? Or would you just prefer a handful of pages that are optimized to achieve your goal? I would rather have 800 pages that are driving conversions than 10 pages that are driving conversions. Because if 800 pages are getting traffic on my website because I'm optimizing them for that traffic, why wouldn't I do that? So this is your moment, because now you're starting to see that a lot of the pages on your website are not doing anything to help you achieve a measurable, meaningful outcome. And this is what we call lazy websites. When your website does not help you achieve a measurable business outcome, you have a lazy website. And there are degrees of laziness based on whether or not you are taking the approach of every page on your website is a landing page, or every page on your website has one of the four goals that are meant to help you achieve your objectives. So let's look at your blog, for example. Do you have sign-up forms on your blog posts? Do you have offers aligned to the content in that post? And this is where SEO, or search engine optimization efforts, tend to fall short. You spend a lot of time, money, and effort to create content that ranks on Google, right? But you want to generate organic traffic to those pages. Am I correct? So you get people to the pages so that you can do brand building awareness, you can showcase your expertise, and expand your influence. And all of that sounds good. I get it. However, it's not until I ask the question, did the increase in traffic convert to more subscribers, leads, revenue, or referrals? If you don't have goals for every page on your website, your conversions will be suboptimal regardless of your SEO efforts. So before I let you go, I have just one more thing that I want to drop into your psyche about landing pages are a myth. You have two essential sources of traffic to your landing pages: paid and organic. Organic traffic comes from your search engine optimization, social sharing, social, try to say that five times. social sharing and earn links or backlinks that people are writing about you and linking to your content, or they're linking to your expertise in your content. So organic traffic. And your paid traffic comes from ads on search, social, display, billboard, signage, QR codes, videos, television, sponsored and promoted content. And you must optimize your landing pages that for the ones that are getting paid traffic, you want to optimize those pages. Why? Well, the reason for it is simple. You're spending money to get that traffic, and you want to spend the least amount of money to get the highest number of conversions on those landing pages, period. So we optimize landing pages with split testing. Now, split testing is also known as A-B testing or multivariate testing. If you're feeling fancy and want to impress your friends, multivariate, big word alert. So split testing gets its name because we're splitting the traffic to our website to test whether a control page, which we can call page A, it converts better than a test page, which we can call page B, hence the name A-B testing. Based on the data, you can find out which converts better and spend more money sending traffic only to the page with the highest conversion rate. Now, you don't need to do split testing on your organic landing pages. You can, but you're not spending money to get that traffic, so you don't need to spend any more unless you're seeing a surge in traffic that's not getting any conversions whatsoever. And I would recommend putting a pop-up form on those pages with split testing for the pop-up. This way, you don't have to mess with the content. It's already ranking. It's already getting traffic. It's already optimized. But you can still optimize for converting that traffic by having a pop-up appear on the page if they want to exit the page, if they've been on the page for a specific amount of time, if they're coming to that page from a geography that is a target market for you, then you can put a pop-up on that page that responds to any of those conditions so that you can get the conversion that you want to get. You're basically personalizing that content to help move a conversion along. And we'll talk more about split testing in a future episode, but for now, you've got your assignment. So let's recap. First, we need to shift your mindset to every page is a landing page. Got it? Landing pages have four goals. Grow your email list, number one. Number two, create more prospects. Number three, generate cash flow. It's all about the Benjamins. And number four, build a referral for your brand. Audit your website to align every page to your business goals. And then start considering how can we optimize our landing pages for the paid traffic sources. If you're doing any type of ads, you want to make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck from those ads. Otherwise, you're going to spend a lot of money sending traffic to pages that don't convert. And then optimize pop-up forms for your organic traffic sources, and you'll be off to the races. If you would like to learn more about how to transform your lazy website into a marketing powerhouse, then I would invite you to sign up for our Fire Your Lazy Website webinar at Made Grand by Cam. The link is included in the show notes. But I want to thank you for spending time with me today. I appreciate it. You're special for doing that. So I love you. And if I've earned your confidence, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you listen to podcasts so that we know that you want more of this content and more people in our community will begin to discover the show. So may there always be a market for